So welcome to another edition of Building Northwest Indiana Radio. My name is Kevin Comerford. I'm the Director of Professional Development at the Construction Advancement Foundation of Northwest Indiana, and I'll be serving as your host today. The purpose of Building Northwest Indiana Radio is to give you a little insight into the Northwest Indiana professional construction industry. Today we will be talking with Micah Pollack. Micah is the Associate Professor of Economics at Indiana University Northwest. Michael will be talking about the Northwest Indiana construction industry and the impact that it has had on the regional economy and what lies ahead for the industry. So, Micah, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Kevin.
When people think of Northwest Indiana, they tend to think of steel production and oil refining. Often lost in that is building and construction. And building construction has had an interesting rise along with heavy industry here in Northwest Indiana. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the rise of construction here in Northwest Indiana and how the construction industry has helped shape the region.
Absolutely. So like you said, when you think of Northwest Indiana, you think of the steel industry, heavy manufacturing, and we often forget that behind the scenes what enabled the steel industry and manufacturing to exist is the construction that built the infrastructure and everything necessary to support that industry. And so when you think of the history of Northwest Indiana, you think of manufacturing steel being there and growing and kind of driving the economy. But behind the scenes, you have the construction industry supporting and helping meet the needs of these industries. And so over time, as these industries have grown, we don't focus too much on the construction industry. It's always just kind of there when we need it. And then as manufacturing ebbs and flows and as we reach the peak of steel production in Northwest Indiana in the 1950s and 60s, we start seeing offshore or outsourcing of manufacturing and steel production, construction still exists there behind the scenes and is ready to kind of provide whatever's needed in the Northwest Indiana.
So you gave us a good overview on, you know, the rise of construction here in Northwest Indiana, but I kind of want to talk about, you know, what's happening in the industry today. We're seeing how automation, changing technology, and globalization is having an impact on certain sectors of the economy. What kind of impact is that having on construction as, say, compared to, you know, the rest of the economy, compared to retail, compared to manufacturing, you know, other sectors like that?
With the birth of Northwest Indiana, in many ways, construction went hand in hand with manufacturing and steel production. But since at least the 60s and 70s, it's been diverging somewhat because we see outsourcing of manufacturing overseas. We see increased productivity cutting employment in a lot of manufacturing in the United States. And to some extent, that hasn't really happened as much in the construction industry. The construction industry today provides many high-paying jobs, many comparable to the manufacturing industry, and very stable employment. For example, the construction industry pays on average about $71,000 per year in Lake County in 2018, which is about 80% higher than the service sector. So a retail service job might pay only $30,000 or $40,000. At the same time, employment has been growing in construction. So since the Great Recession in 2009, manufacturing employment's fallen by about 2.5%, whereas construction employment has risen by about 5.5%. So in some sense, construction is almost like the new manufacturing for the United States, in that it's high stable jobs, high paying jobs, good benefits, especially unionized construction. And in many cases, it's kind of becoming the new blue-collar kind of dream job of the United States.
So you kind of talked about where we are today. Now what about the future? I mean, do you see globalization or automation or changing technology impacting construction in the future? What kind of changes do you see? I mean, obviously, it's kind of hard to outsource construction jobs. I mean, since every building's a little bit unique. So you're probably not going to see a whole lot of globalization coming into the sector, but what other kind of changing technologies do you see, and what is the impact on construction, especially here in Northwest Indiana?
Sure. So while construction shares many similarities with manufacturing, in this sense, it's very divided. As you said, it's very hard to outsource construction jobs because you need someone physically there on location to construct what needs to be constructed, whereas with manufacturing, you could locate a factory in one country or another country. As a result of that, I think it's a little bit more resilient to automation than other industries, whereas you might have new technology replacing a lot of jobs in the manufacturing industry. In the construction industry, you're seeing kind of smaller scale changes. New technology might affect how you plan and organize your construction, how you operate your construction. And, you know, something like prefabrication might affect where the jobs are located. But for the most part, the bulk of the actual construction itself has to take place physically on the ground where you're constructing, you know, whatever it is you're building. And that's probably not going to change anytime soon. So I think looking forward, automation, increased productivity, new technology will continue to have an effect on the construction industry, but it's likely to be much smaller than we would have seen in industries that look similar, other goods-producing industries like manufacturing or steel production.
So going back to what you said earlier, Micah, you had talked about the high-paying jobs in the construction industry. You were saying something like construction jobs in Lake County pay on average 80% higher than service sector jobs. How does these high-paying jobs impact the rest of Northwest Indiana and the economy at kind of a micro level?
Well, so a lot of these jobs are unionized, and there's some evidence that union jobs are more likely to keep their earnings in the region because they're aware of outsourcing issues and, you know, trying to buy American-made products and things like that. And so what often happens is with construction, income that workers get tends to be reinvested in the community in the region more. For example, when you have 100 new jobs in construction, that indirectly creates about 226 more jobs compared to about 100 new jobs in retail, creating only about 122 more jobs. So you end up with roughly twice as much reinvestment in construction spending than you do on kind of retail trade industry. And this translates into greater economic output for the region as those construction workers spend their money in local restaurants, local stores, which then enhances and expands the economy for everyone else as well.
So hiring local workers is good for the local economy is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
You know, Northwest Indiana is in a pretty fortunate area, and I don't think you see this in many other areas of the country. We have a wide mix of different construction sectors here in Northwest Indiana. We have heavy industrial, we have light industrial, heavy highway, commercial, light commercial, residential. So having all those different micro sectors of the construction industry working in unison, how does that impact the Northwest Indiana economy?
We are in a very unique position because we are so close to Chicago and we are a major manufacturing and industrial hub. And so we have a wide variety of projects and a wide variety of kind of subsectors in construction. And this really helps us weather the storm whenever there's an economic downturn. Because if the, you know, residential construction industry kind of declines a little bit, sometimes another industry will pick up the difference. One example was during the Great Recession in 2008-2009, the construction industry had almost no negative effects because of the major projects going on at the BP Whiting Refinery at the time. And so all of these different industry subsectors kind of give us a diversity of construction opportunities, and so that helps smooth out any kind of economic bumps that we see along the way.
Well, that'll do it for today's edition of Building Northwest Indiana Radio. Thank you again to my guest, Micah Pollack, who's the Associate Professor of Economics at Indiana University Northwest. I'm your host, Kevin Comerford. Thank you for tuning in.